and Bradford have to do together on timing? Just that it's a different offense, you know, being under center more. You know, how much work do the two of you have to do together?
We've done a lot of work, especially since the offseason. Obviously, we're under center a lot more. That adds a new dynamic. And then, you know, there's a little bit more communication needs to happen between the center and quarterback. So, you know, Sam and I have worked extensively this offseason through OTAs and through this point to make sure that, you know, we're getting down the new calls and the new offense, learning how to be on the same page and blocking schemes and stuff like that.
How do you think he's handled everything? You know, hearing the fans chant Carson wants his name and just everything that's been going on, how do you think Sam has handled it?
Sam seems like he's been regular Sam. I think he's a very even-keeled guy at times. I mean, when he gets competitive, he gets real competitive. You know, he's not used to losing games. I mean, I guess at the NFL he is a little bit, but, you know, I think he wants to get back to winning games. And, you know, the whole Carson Wentz, Sam Bradford, Chase Daniels thing, I think that he's a great team guy. And right now we're just out there together and we're battling. And it seems like they got a great relationship. I wouldn't say anything is off between them. I like Carson a lot. I think he has the right mentality. A lot of times I think top picks can kind of come in here with like a little prima donna attitude or, you know, an attitude of, you know, they think they've already earned something. And that's not Carson at all. And I think that's helped Sam out, too, with him having that approach. You know, he's definitely a competitive guy, definitely wants to be on the field. And every time he gets a chance to go, he's showing what he's got. But at the same time, I think he understands that, you know, you have to earn everything in life. And I think that that's what he's trying to do.
Last year, the last 3 years, you were basically in these training camp settings playing against guys who are two-gapping.
Yeah.
Did that affect you in any way during the season and that you didn't see a lot of, you know, defensive blitz where they're trying to get penetration?
Yeah, I think that especially the opening game against Atlanta, it took us a little bit to get used to that right away. You know, it's not that, you know, at this point, you've seen that before, but when you practice certain things a certain way over and over and over and over again and then you get something completely different, the little nuances change up just a little bit. And especially that first game in Atlanta, we did not adapt well as an offensive line until the second half got rolling around. And by then, it didn't really seem like it came together too much.
I wonder if you could talk about Allen and your level of comfort with him and just how much the timing is down with him right now.
I mean, this is my second year playing with Al, or starting with him. I've played with him for, this is my fourth year now. I guess he's been on the Eagles.
Yeah.
Very reliable player. Extremely good with his hands and pass pro. You know, run blocking, he's a very powerful, explosive guy. You know, I think he's doing a great job this camp. Obviously, there's been some scrutiny at that position. You know, Stefan Wisniewski's been brought onto the team, and he's doing everything he can to fill in at one of those starting roles. I think we got the young kid, Isaac Samalo, who's showing some really good things as well. But Allen's doing a good job of controlling what he can control and just going out there and playing football. He goes out there, competes every single day, and I think he's done a great job so far.